In Merrill's hard-hit hillside neighborhood, front-end loaders and people with chainsaws are slowly picking up the pieces. Jackie Smith sits on an empty foundation as friends dump buckets of splintered wood into a dumpster.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I mean, really, for somebody to survive something like this, yes, miracle.
Jim, you want that wheelbarrow?
Smith looks out at the debris field and all that is left of her father's house, the house she grew up in, a jumble of clothes, broken boards, and nails. She points to a bathtub on the far side of the hill.
Where that black tub is down there? He was on a tree. He was laying on a tree. He got thrown from the house 200 feet.
Jackie Smith's 67-year-old father, Don Smith, was home alone when the twister hit. The house exploded. He was picked up, carried through the air, and dropped. The only seriously injured victim of the storm, Don Smith was flown to Marshfield with four broken ribs and put on life support. Tuesday, they removed his breathing tube. For Jackie Smith, who turned 41 the night it happened, her dad is the best birthday present she's ever gotten.
He survived a tornado. It's just, you can't put things into words, you know? So we're just lucky he's alive. Like I said, it's a birthday I'll never forget.
The National Weather Service has now classified the tornado as an EF3, a quarter mile wide, packing 140 mile per hour winds with a path 22 miles long. In Merrill, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.